off your jacket, because it's time to get deep under the covers with a loose read.
Morena. Jenna, how are you?
Morena, I'm very good. It's so nice to talk to you.
It is lovely to talk to you too. It's been a couple of weeks. How's your bubble getting on?
Bubble is just going as usual, anxiously waiting for today's announcement, which yes. I'm sure everyone else is doing.
Yeah, I'm sure we'll hear plenty about that in this afternoon's stand-up from the Prime Minister. But right now we're talking about lovely books. What have you been reading, Jenna? What have you brought us today?
I've been reading a lot. I can tell you that I'm really catching up on my reading pile, which is the best part about this. But today I'm going to review this book called Recollections of My Non-Existence by Rebecca Solnit. She is a writer, historian, activist. She's written 20 books about feminism, place, culture, and what she calls wandering and walking, hope and disaster. Suri and I actually got to meet her in January, way back then in Baltimore.
Oh,
and
wow.
She was just amazing. She spoke at this conference we went to, and she just fangirled at us every time we saw her about Jacinda Ardern, so we took it. But what she's probably most well known about is she wrote this piece called Men Explain Things to Me, and it came out in 2008, and it was published as a wee book in 2015, and it's that very anecdotal tale of a man at a party tells you about your own research in the book that you published, which actually happened to her. And this inspired the very well-used term now, mansplaining. So Recollections of My Non-Existence is Solnit's memoir. And what's really great about it is that it would be great for a new reader of Solnit, because it's really a behind the scenes of her body of work. But it would also, of course, please her fans, well-established fans, because there's many. So she moves to San Francisco as a student in 1981 and settles into this beautiful, compact apartment, like beautiful in its own rugged way.
Yeah.
And she lived in this apartment for 20 years. And the way she sets up the book and places is by placing herself in this house, and she has her first jobs. She's so poor. She's in a predominantly African-American neighborhood. And she sets up these seeds so you can trace this intelligent, thoughtful, and empathetic background to where she is now. And you know that what she's doing now is what she always wanted to do. She talks of her inspiration from the LGBT community to people the people around her, artists, thinkers, and books. And she has this beautiful section on the amazingness of books, of course. And of course, I totally gravitated towards that. And she talked about, I just want to read this quote where she writes about reading. And she says, "Sometimes when you are devastated, you want not a reprieve but a mirror of your condition, or a reminder that you are not alone in it. Other times, it is not the propaganda or the political art that helps you face a crisis, but whatever gives you respite from it." And it really spoke to me in this crazy world we live in now. She also gives the behind the scenes of when she was dismissed as a thinker because she was a woman. And it describes this in great detail of when she was interviewing people or researching, and how she was, you know, people just told her to piss off or didn't give her what she needed. But then also describes when other women opened the door for her. So it's not a super juicy memoir. And in this way, and I know you'll really like this, Rachel, is it really reminds me of Patti Smith's memoirs After Just Kids, because it makes you feel energized to explore, to think, create, and critique. There's a symbolism of objects in her life. I think she's just such an amazing, she's just such a zeitgeisty thinker for this time. Have you read her before?
I have read her. I really like her, actually. I've read a few of her things. I've read the Men Explain Things to Me, and I've also read, and I'm blanking really hard on the name, but the one that's like about Hope
in the Dark.
Hope in the Dark, that's the one. And I've read a couple of her essays as well. But she always knows how to get to the quick of things, which I really appreciate in a writer as well, in such a way that you wouldn't necessarily expect, which I think is what's so interesting about reading her as well.
Yes. Well, when we were listening to her speak in January, Suri and I were like, debating over something. It was about this like book that had come out that was really controversial, and we were wondering what to do about it in the store. Mm. And she just gave some lines about the ethics of book selling that really like made us feel like we knew what we wanted to do.
Awesome.
What we needed to do. She's just so, yeah, she was very, very powerful. And she has this section, oh no, actually I'm going to go back. She never feels like she's speaking above you.
Right. Yeah, I think that's a great way of describing it. She's always on the level. Yeah.
Yeah, she, and you'll underline and bookmark these lines of power and what I said about the things that spoke to me. She's a brilliant and powerful commentator. I just loved it. But I've chosen a song because that relates to Night. She has this section called Freely at Night, where she thinks of what a woman could have women could have created if they could move freely at night like a man could. And she relates to this to Sylvia Plath as well. So she talks about Because the Night by Patti Smith. Of course, Patti didn't write it, but
she kind of claimed it as her own, really, isn't she?
And then she writes about this wistfulness of nightlife, nocturnal life to a newcomer to adulthood was also almost synonymous with the new world of sensuality and sexuality, of freedom of movement and exploration, with a lingering sense that the rules fade a little when the sun goes down or inverse rules take over. Nightlife, nightclubs, nightmares. And so I feel like that's a perfect segue into Because the Night.
Thank you so much, Jenna. Remind us of the name of this book.
It's called Recollections of My Non-Existence by Rebecca Solnit. It's this beautiful little hardback with this amazing picture of her on the cover. And this was due out at the end of March, so should be just creeping into your local bookstores when we get down to level 3.
Fantastic. Hey, well, it's lovely to hear from you, Jenna. We are going to play Patti Smith now, and hopefully we'll see you in the not-too-distant future.
Take care, everybody. Thank you.
The fire I breathe, love is a banquet on which we feed.
Patti Smith, of course, with Because the Night, chosen by Jenna to go with the Rebecca Solnit book this week. Thank you very much, Jenna.
That was Loose Reads.
We've had some very